grows down in Florida?
Well, grapefruit or oranges, whichever you...
Okay. And suppose you had a bowl of oranges, and one day you went in to get one, and there weren't any left. You'd say the oranges are...
Are gone, I guess is what you'd say.
What things do you have growing in your garden?
Honey, I don't have a garden. You can grow near about anything around here. And the last time I had a garden, I had turnip greens and radishes and onions and butter beans and peas and English peas, just everything.
What are butter beans? Is there another name for them?
Lima beans.
Is that the same thing?
Yeah.
What about those onions that are you pull up and eat just tender?
Green onion.
Okay. And, What about something red that...
Beets, is that what you're talking about?
And what about something red that grows out on a vine?
Or tomatoes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What about those that don't get any bigger than this?
That's what we call, we call them tomatoes. They're just small tomatoes, and that's just somebody's idea. That's not really a name for them, but it's just to distinguish them from the larger ones.
What about something that thing that's green and sticky on the inside, sort of bristly on the outside?
You talking about squash?
Okay. What about something that's green though?
Cucumber.
What about oak?
Okra. Yeah. Yeah, we grew that. Just about anything you can mention in the way of vegetables.
Say, if you leave the skin of a dried apple, it gets smaller, you'd say that it would do what?
Shrink.
Or another word you might use for that.
Would you say shrivel?
Okay. And something that, kind of a leafy vegetable.
Turnip, collard, cabbage.
Okay, talking about cabbage. You say, those what? Say, if you're talking about more than one, you'd say two or three.
Well, I would think you'd say cabbages.
Mm-hmm. And they, talking about the size, you'd say these cabbages.
Are large or small.
Okay. And, what about lettuce? You'd say lettuce comes, if you want to buy some lettuce, you'd ask for two or three.
Heads.
Okay. Would you ever use that word heads talking about children? Say, if you had five children, would you ever say five heads of children?
I've heard the expression. I don't think I've ever used it, but I've heard it.
How would it be used?
Say, well, they've got a bunch of children. There's about five heads of them.
Mm-hmm. Say if someone had about 14 children or so.
Oh, boy.
Would they ever have an expression for that? Say he had a...
Yeah, I guess, but I don't know that other than just a bunch or...
Do you ever hear a passel?
Yeah. My neighbor up here, he's an old man, 86 years old, and he uses that when there's very much of anything. He'll say they're just a passel of it.
Was he born and
raised here?
Yes, he was.
He's my husband's cousin. Mm-hmm. He's bad to say a passel of anything.
Yeah. Say, you take the tops of turnips and cook them and make a mess of...
Greens.
Okay. What other greens would you use besides turnips?
Collards or cabbage or some people use beet tops. I don't like them.
What about poke?
Well, I've tried that and I can't stand that.